Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome back. Sports Radio 94 WIP. It is a midday show, broadcasting live from McGurk's.
Hugh's a pro over
this
here.
This ain't your first time being here, man.
This is my first time being this guy. Like, I'm normally over there.
You're normally that guy, okay.
Yeah.
Management Hugh, getting you back on track
yes.
over here. We're live today, McGurk's and Orchard for Deadline Day.
Responsible Hugh.
That's yeah. Sponsored by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka. We're all trying to make trades here. We're trying to get deals done. We got Responsible Hugh over here. And we have some interesting news coming out, or at least a rumor. Let's listen to John Heyman, the latest on Garrett Crochet, his market. Could be the best player traded today. What team is involved? And no, it's not the Phillies right now, at least by name. Here's John Heyman.
Well, I think there's some teams who are discouraged by his stance that he doesn't want to pitch in October unless he gets an extension. I get it from his standpoint. He is up 1,000% on innings already. He'll likely be up 1,500% on innings before the year is up. So I understand that he's making only $800,000, which is a good salary for a sports writer. But, you know, for a Major League Baseball player whose career span is limited, I get it. I understand that he wants some security there. But I think there are some teams that are discouraged by this. Others maybe not as much. I wouldn't count out the Braves there. They come in with a lot of big surprises, and I could see that with all their pitching injuries, they could consider Crochet.
All right, so he throws the Braves in at the end there. Spike, wow. Every time Crochet's name comes up, people are worried about this extension or will he pitch, but the Dodgers and Braves don't seem to mind this. Their name still is out there with him.
Well, and the first thing on this is every time we hear that a player is no longer on the market, it's a lie. Like, every time we hear Luis Robert, no longer on the market, Garrett Crochet, no longer on the market, not true, not true, not true. If the team was willing to trade them at one point, they're willing to trade them now. And the only thing that I think when I hear Heyman mention the Braves is that I try to look at what is the point of him getting this information, and it is to stoke the market of somebody. So who would be most interested in the Braves obtaining Garrett Crochet,
the
and
Phillies.
I think about the Phillies.
The Phillies or the Mets.
And,
yeah.
And like, two things. One, I agree with Hugh, and the other one, I agree with Jack on Crochet and the willingness to give him an extension. The first thing is I would be willing to give him an extension. The second thing is, and this might not be great business, but I really doubt that he gets traded here and that he shuts it down in October because he doesn't have an extension. As long as the Phillies have honest conversations with him up until that point, I don't think you trade him and then don't have that conversation. But I find it hard to believe that if a great pitcher is on the market, and who is, what, 25 years old, 26 mm-hmm. years old,
yep.
that they wouldn't trade him and hope to extend him. Honestly, I'm glad that he wants an extension, right? Like, I'm glad that you're trading for a 25-year-old that can see free agency on the hemisphere and doesn't want it and would rather sign with the team he gets traded to.
And not only that, when you talk about the teams that he's signing to, you're talking about perennial teams that are going to be in it, like, every year.
Braves,
I mean,
Dodgers,
it's smart. It's smart. And I look at it also like this because I think Jack said it. You know, if you're going to push all in this year, that shouldn't deter. Like, if that's what he wants to do, and he's a young guy, that shouldn't deter anybody that's pushing all in to try to re-sign this guy. It might turn somebody off that might think they were getting a bargain pitcher for the money that he was making. But for him to make that decree, I didn't have a problem.
So I want him on the team.
Well, does the workload bother anybody?
So it does. But here, I think there's a slippery slope with this. Let's say the Phillies trade for Garrett Crochet, and he says, I'm not pitching. He does it. Spike, I'd call his bluff, too. I don't think he's really going to do that. But let's say he does it. I'm not pitching in October unless I get an extension. If I'm Jeff Hoffman, why don't I just say the same thing? Like, then we're doing, like, the college football thing where the kids don't play in the bowls because they have their next big thing. Like, how would that make everyone else in the clubhouse feel that it's a free agent to be?
Well, we talked to Jeff yesterday, and Jeff was very, he wants to play here next year. So don't worry about that.
Well,
we took care of it yesterday with Jeff.
I'm glad you did. But
he also wants lots of money.
If I'm Jeff's agent, I say, why don't we do that?
Well, you know what,
it just feels like a slippery slope to say, I'm not playing in the biggest games unless I get more money now.
And trade him after the year. This happens in every sport, and I understand the worry about the slippery slope, but it doesn't. It does. Like, CeeDee Lamb is holding out. The entire Cowboys team is not holding out. Hassan Reddick is holding out. The entire Jets team is not holding out. Like, this happens in other sports. You know, Anthony Davis demands a trade. The whole Pelicans roster didn't demand a trade. You know, most of the meaningful Phillies are either under contract or, you know what, if I was Jeff Hoffman, I would rather
go to
meet the open market and be a free agent. So, you know, I think it's a concern, but that is why the open dialogue that the general manager has with every agent is important.
Why are we disregarding what Heyman just said about the workload? He's way over whatever he has ever thrown innings.
You mean what he's accustomed to?
Exactly. But, what if, you know, middle of September, my forearm hurts.
Well, that makes an extension worrisome, too. He could get hurt.
Exactly.
But I'm saying, this is how I read that. Like, in my mind, when he says that, the workload is high for him, but he's willing to push past that if you're willing to pay him. Because that's what he said. Now, it's one thing to say, you know, I don't want to do it because I'm well past my workload.
Right.
It's a whole nother animal to say, if you're willing to pay me and give me some financial security, then I'll push past
that. Well, and the one thing on the workload thing, if that is an issue, and it could be an issue, like, him out of the bullpen would also be a super weapon. It'd be like what Andrew Miller was when he went to the Garden. Yeah.
Remember what the Nationals did with Strasburg?
I know.
They didn't let him pitch in a postseason.
And they got knocked out in the first round.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I understand if you're training for someone, you got to think all these things through. I want him. It just it feels like a difficult one to land the player.
For what you're going to have to give up for him, there's a lot of risks involved.
100%.
Yeah, well, there are.
But it's also, it could be a window move, too, though. We talk about, like, is this the year they got to win the World Series? He's a 25-year-old starter.
Well, that's why it feels like the Braves, because the Braves are younger. I mean, their window.
They got a lot of young.
Oh, you perked up at the Braves talk. Interesting.
See, I see how these personal attacks, like, I don't really subscribe to those. I did not perk up.
It does feel like the Braves are like, whatever for this year. But if they get Crochet, that makes it better next year. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, Ricky, give us a little scouting report on the two newest Phillies. You see them a lot more, especially Austin Hayes. So when the trade went down, we thought it was as a platoon bat in left field with Brandon Marsh. And then he got here for 2 days, like, no, he's an everyday player. Is Austin Hayes an everyday player?
No, not in my opinion. He is a very good platoon player. I've seen a lot of Austin Hayes. He had chance after chance after chance while the Orioles were still a floundering organization. When they were bad, he couldn't step up and say, I am laying claim to the everyday left fielder position. Now that the Orioles are good, he was expendable. I look at him as a platoon piece, very good against left-handed pitching. I still think the Phillies could do right by themselves by getting one more bat to supplement that that outfield.
All right, how about Carlos Estevez?
Interesting. His best years were in Colorado, of all places, okay? Now he throws, 100 miles an hour. He's had ups and downs. I'm going to throw away the Rockies years because he was real good there and he was real bad there. But pitchers in Denver, we all know, there's nothing stable about pitching in Colorado. With the Angels, we saw more of the real good Estevez than we did of the bad Estevez. That was a high price. The Phillies paid a high price. It was 100-mile-an-hour throwers. Both of those guys that got sent to the Angels are very, very good arms. They paid a very high price for a guy that right now is a right-handed equivalent of Alvarado. That's the way I look at it.
You know, well, he better be better than that before you say that, Spike. I mean,
he's not.
But he has been this year.
Well, not I think Ricky is being nice about these things. This deadline so far from Dombrowski has been toe in the water, not dive in. Austin Hayes is clearly a platoon player.
Yes.
And the idea that they would play him every day to create some weird platoon in center field with Rojas and Marsh is honestly puzzling, and I hope it's a red herring. I hope it's not really what they're planning to do.
Well, they've got less than 5 hours to prove it's a red herring.
Well,
that's it.
It better be because it's not. He is definitely not an everyday player. He's not, even if he's an everyday player, he's not an upgrade of an everyday player. He's Marsh as an everyday player, to be honest with you. And then the other thing is Estevez. He has been lucky this year. He has not been great. He's been lucky. His walk rate is way out of line with the rest of his career. His K rate is the lowest of his career. He gives up more fly balls than you ever want any of your pitchers, especially a reliever doing it. Tons of balls hit hard. He's been lucky. He is a moderate upgrade over Sir Anthony. And honestly, the idea that they would trade for him and then anoint him the closer is insane. Now, he may be having one of those years, right? Sometimes relievers have one of those years.
It lasts the whole year.
Yeah, where everything just goes right. Every fly ball just goes to the track. His control is spot on. But in terms of the real evaluation of both of these players, these are major league ball players. Estevez is an addition to the bullpen, but we forget we gave up. It's not like Sir Anthony is a high leverage reliever, but he is a reliever who can throw an inning for you. So we gave up a reliever and we got a reliever. We have the same number of quality relievers that we had a week ago.
They really
haven't
added.
Different.
Yeah.
No.
They just upgraded a little bit.
They absolutely have to add a pitcher, whether it's a reliever or whether it's a starter, and then you end up moving Ranger to the bullpen eventually. But they absolutely have to add a reliever because the moves they made so far
it's just par for the course.
Yeah, they're just guys. You know what I mean? They're roster fillers.
They don't move the needle.
No. Is he better than Christian Pache? Sure.
Better move the needle. They traded a lot for him.
Yes.
I don't get it.
The ironic part about you're saying he gives up a lot of fly balls, but it hasn't been that many home runs. So he's allowed 3 home runs this year. Do you know who 2 of them are to?
Oh, it's Rojas, right?
Rojas and Castellanos when they won one of those games in April. Yeah. I mean, Hugh, the new reliever that everyone's excited about. Rojas hit a home run off him. He can't hit.
I feel like I'm being attacked when it comes to Rojas.
Oh, it's your guy.
I feel like I'm being attacked.
Are you upset that Rojas is basically benched now?
Am I upset? No.
Well, I mean,
listen,
he's your guy.
For the greater good, Joe. Like I've always told you, when I was on the Rojas train, he did exactly what he was asked to do. It's unfortunate that the guys in front of him, 1 through 8, they're not doing their job right now. So he's the guy that gets all the ire.
You're playing the Rojas victim card.
No, I'm not playing. I'm just giving you the fact. What is his batting average? What, 230?
A soft 230.
No, but it doesn't matter. 230 is 230. And it's
when Schwarber hits 230, it's different than Rojas.
And I
it is. I mean,
no,
it's on runs.
I mean, I agree with that. But it's like, for as much ire as the 9th hole hitter has gotten in this town, I just find it amazing that, 1 through 8 ain't getting the same thing. Has Castellanos had a day off all year?
No, he's going for the Ripken.
He's the Iron Man.
Yeah.
And how would that? Okay, he's turning a quarter now, but how was that? How did that go?
I wanted him benched in April.
Yeah, you did.
By the way, we do have another trade.
All right.
One of the reliever options kind of off the board here. Lucas Sims.
From the Reds.
Get excited. To the Red Sox.
All right. So the best ones are still there.
He's a spin doctor.
Lucas.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sims?
Yeah.
High spin rate?
High spin rate.
Do you want them?
Is that good? You mean the
spin rate is good for pitchers.
Yeah,
it's about as exciting as the Mark Leiter trade.
Now, is spin doctor what we're going to call Jack at 6:01 when the Phillies have not made another trade?
No, that's what you're going to call Greg Murphy.
Okay.
See, this is on the Phillies that Murphy just got ripped. That's on them. Ron and Monco, I'm sure he feels great about what's going on.
We can't take Ron's call.
Ron, what's going on?
I'm still losing brain cells off your call last night, Ron.
What did he say yesterday?
Oh, he traded Marsh, Rojas, and another guy for Luis Robert.
Oh, Ron's trying to get things done. Go ahead, Ron.
Jack must be having triplets or something because I don't think he's had a minute off in the last 3 days.
It's my time of the year, Ron.
All right, listen, here's what I want to say, guys, okay? Okay, when Dombrowski came here, okay, he was handed the keys to the vault. The checkbook was unlimited, okay? And now you guys are supposed to be mature adults in the business.
Not us. You got the wrong show.
That's the fact. That's true. You're right. Listen. You're willing to decimate and empty that farm system of all our blue chippers, okay? I got news for you guys. If you let him do this, if he does this, how did you like looking at Ryan Howard the last 4 years?
Do you want to win the World Series this year, Ron, or not?
How'd you like the 11 years? The 11 years times two if you let him do this.
Do you want to win the World Series, Ron? Do you want to win the World Series?
No, let me say this. He made his bed. If you let him go into that bullpen or into the minor league system and decimate that system, okay, you're letting him mop up his mess. He came in here with half-baked foundation pieces. Half-baked, okay? And now he's trying to clean his mess up.
So, what do you want him to do? Nothing else? You good?
No. I'm not giving away. No, I want him to do something. But I'm telling you, use the guys that are in the dugout. Stay away from your minor leaguers. Stay away. You already gave two of them up.
Well, he made a trade like that already. Ron, and we appreciate it.
I mean,
Ron wants to stick up a team, put a gun to the head of the other general manager.
Well, I think his point, he already made a trade like this, Spike. He traded Dominguez and Pache for Hayes. That was like using what you have that you didn't really want. If we want to get better, he's going to have to use minor league players.
I just don't know how every year the Yankees seem to have enough prospects to trade for meaningful players.
Dodgers.
Every single year.
Braves.
And some, yes, and every single year they're able... There's like 75 minor league teams in the Phillies system. They're, trust me, if they're doing things right, there should be enough prospects. And but this is not that different than the NBA. When an NBA team is competing, they trade their first-round picks for players. When they're not competing, they use those first-round picks for young players to get better. The Phillies are in a position where they have to trade prospects for win-now players. That is what they are. They are a win-now franchise. It doesn't mean you need to decimate your future. It is on them to get even more good young players to grow and you know, hopefully a few years down the line be good. But you can't be, I agree that you can't just trade all of them one year because you made a mess, but you also can't be like a prospect hugger and never trade those guys because of what they might be one day when you are in a position to win now. All those other teams are able to trade prospects every single year to get great players.
And that's why I asked right at the beginning, is this team in a win now, all chips in the middle of the table, win now, World Series or bust mode? And if the answer is yes, then there is nothing. You have the owner in place. Let's remember what this franchise was just 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah,
floundering.
Yeah.
Everything is in place. They've got the chip on their shoulder from being eliminated last year by, the of all people, the Diamondbacks. The stars are aligned for this team to go to the World Series, to have Bedlam at the bank, the whole package, Red October, you name it. You can't let this opportunity slip by today.
I agree. And it is now. It better be. DeCamera actually had an interesting comp this morning. And, you know, obviously with Hugh here, it hit home. In Joe's mind, he said this morning, this is the 0-2 Eagles. I look at it more like the 0-3 or 0-4 Eagles. It's got to be now. I don't think they have 3 years left. Like, they might be competitive and maybe be in the mix because every team's in the mix in the playoffs. But to be this good... Spike, I don't think they're this good in 2 or 3 years.
It's very simple. What player on the team right now will be a better player in 3 years? Bryce Harper won't be a better player.
Rojas.
JT Realmuto won't be a better player, right? Schwarber won't be a better player. Castellanos won't be a better player.
Yeah, true.
Bull might not even be here. Maybe Stott will be a better player, but most of this roster will be worse in 2 or 3 years. And that's just a fact. Right? Because everybody's 32 years old.
Yep.
It's not going to... They might have good years, to your point, and they could have another good year next year, but I wouldn't bet on it being as good a year as it is. And they've dodged every bullet. Every injury that could have been a season-long... Mm-hmm. You know, they dodged the Trey Turner bullet, the Bryce Harper bullet, the Schwarber bullet, the Marsh... They've dodged all these bullets. So Wheeler has only had minor injuries so far this year. I don't know... If it's not this year, then what does a win now year look like?
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps.
and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.